Welcome to the Consistency Corner podcast, where we delve deep into the heart of content strategy, branding, and the art of simplifying your marketing approach. I'm your host, Ruthie Sterrett, a Midwest native now soaking up the Florida sun and a proud mom of an energetic eight-year-old and the passionate force behind the Consistency Corner. Each episode will bring you actionable insights, unfiltered conversations on life as a mompreneur, and tips to elevate your brand with consistency. Whether you're a budding business owner or someone just eager to find clarity in the digital marketing maze, you found your corner. Join me as we navigate a path to success you can be consistent with, and together bring out the brand sparkle so that you can make an impact and an income. Hey there. Before we dive into today's episode, I've got something sparkly for you. Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the constant need to post and engage on Instagram? Do you ever wish that you could just like step away from the daily grind and still leave a lasting impression? Or maybe you haven't been posting and you're letting that guilt weigh on you because you know as a business owner, you can do better with your presence on social media. Well, then the Done For You 9 Grid is a way to make your dream become a reality. What you'll get is a custom-tailored Instagram strategy, beautifully designed squares, captivating captions, and the peace of mind knowing your profile tells your brand story perfectly. Whether you're preparing for a busy season or you just want to focus on other areas of your business, let me help you shine on Instagram without the hassle and overwhelm. Sound too good to be true? It's not. If you want in, grab the link in the show notes to learn more about the Done For You 9 Grid and fill out an application to book a call for your very own custom 9 Grid. All right, now let's get to the episode. All right, guys, welcome to episode 81 of the Consistency Corner podcast. And I'm super excited to bring you this solo episode today where we are going to talk about planning your marketing for next year. Oh my gosh, we are talking about 2023. It's almost here. Well, it's not really almost here, but it's going to be here before we know it because you guys know how it goes. We hit Halloween and then it's like Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Where did the fourth quarter go? And we're here and we're in it. And one of the biggest things that I learned over my course of my career as a marketing director is that the more you can plan ahead and create a little bit of flexibility in that plan for the needs of the business, the better off you're going to feel. And a lot of times I think people really look at December as, especially small business owners, they look at December as when they're going to plan for the next year. But then the hustle and bustle of the holidays really kind of takes over. And if you're a mom, you're wearing all the hats, you're doing all the things, there's school functions, there's, you know, end of year activities, there's Christmas, there's parties, there's just stuff to do. That dang elf on the shelf, if you're one of those moms that committed to that, and there's just stuff that's going on. And sometimes it's easy to let that planning for the next year kind of fall to the wayside. And then you get to January and you're like, ugh, I didn't plan the way I wanted to. So I think it's really super helpful to take time in October or November before the holidays hit and get at least an outline of a plan in place for Q1 in 2023. And while I believe in quarterly planning for the next quarter, every quarter in the fourth quarter, I find it so incredibly helpful because if you can build out a framework for the next year, it makes every single time you sit down to plan that much easier. So I'm going to give you a couple of things to put on your to-do list for planning for 2023 because I know that doing these things now in the fourth quarter will set you up for success and help you have a easier time and a more consistent time being consistent with your marketing in 2023. So here we go. First up, revisit your brand kit. This is a great time to do a little bit of reflecting and revisit your mission, vision, values, ideal customers, branding words, and maybe like your about or bio or I help statement. This is also a great time to schedule end of year photos. You know, if you're already getting holiday photos, can you at least have your photographer, you know, family photos for your Christmas cards, have your photographer take a couple solo shots of you for some updated headshots. If you regularly get brand photos, you know, having some around the holidays is a good time to refresh your social media content and just get updated photos of you. But either way, it's a great time to go back and revisit your branding and say, is this still in alignment where I want to be in the next year? And do I need to make any tweaks to it? After you've really looked at your brand and said, okay, do I feel good about this or do I want to make any tweaks? Our next step is to set business goals. Now, I have a whole podcast on this. I'll have to go back and look and see what number it is and reference it in the show notes for you guys as far as setting business goals in, with intentionality. But this is a great time to do that for 2023. And when I say with intentionality, I mean working backwards through the sales equation. So yes, you've probably got a sales goal in mind, but how do we work backwards? What does that mean for a transaction goal? What does that mean for a traffic goal to your website? What type of traffic are you currently driving to your website or to your brick and mortar business? If you're a service-based business and you know, don't necessarily sell products, but you offer services, how many customers do you need in your pipeline to meet your sales goals? Is it a matter of raising your prices so that your average unit retail or your AUR is a little bit higher? Is there something that you could do right now to optimize your conversion rate and get a stronger conversion on the leads that go into your funnel or the traffic that hits your website? How are you managing your email list and what is your goal to grow that email list? Or what goals do you have around social media? And you guys know, I've told you 10,000 times, social media is not a strategy. So getting to 10,000 followers is not the goal that we want to talk about here. But what is your goal with social media? Is it to attract clients? Is it to nurture the people that you have already connected with? Is it to convert clients and you're solely selling on social media or you're using that as your main conversion driver? None of these answers are wrong. It's just a matter of going back and getting some benchmarks from where you were in 2022 and then setting some goals in 2023 so that from those metrics and goals, we can create a plan to actually achieve them. Now, once we've set some kind of high-level business goals, we want to really look at our revenue streams, our launch calendar, and our current marketing activations. So looking at your revenue streams, are you making your money off of one offer? Do you have a couple of offers? Are you planning on launching or bringing out a new offer in the new year? If so, when will that be launching? Or are you a product-based business that is continuously selling product all the time, but you have, you know, seasonal floor sets or seasonal deliveries that you can launch or create momentum around? I think the thing about a launch calendar to really understand is that you create the dates and it helps you plan and create momentum because you can't constantly be in sell, 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 conversion, conversion, conversion mode. We know that your business has to go through the cycles and the seasons of the marketing funnel where sometimes we're focused on attracting new clients, sometimes we're focused on nurturing our audience, and then sometimes we're focused on conversion and launching. One thing that I remember hearing in a conversation with a CEO several years ago that really didn't kind of hit me until I became a CEO myself and running my own business is that we can't be in growth mode and efficiency mode at the same time. So what that means is if we're spending our energy trying to grow and attract new audiences, we're just bringing people into the top of funnel. This is one example of what this could mean. We're bringing people into the top of the funnel. We're maybe not being as efficient, which means we might be bringing some people into the top of the funnel who are not our ideal customers. But then when we focus and we refocus and we shift our attention to the nurture or the convert mode, therefore being the efficiency mode, we might start to weed out some of those people that are not necessarily our ideal client who we've attracted and move down the funnel the ones that are our ideal clients. From an operations perspective, this can also look like when we're growing, you know, we're adding new systems or new strategies or new procedures to our team. We're, you know, trying out new things, we're trying out new ways of doing things, and we might not be super efficient. But once we learn how to do it and we go through that growth mode of learning the new thing, then we can start to optimize and get more efficient and get more streamlined. But we can't do those things at the same time. It's just like we can't start learning to walk before we learn how to crawl. We've got to, you know, kind of go in order and then optimize from there. I realize I might have been stretching a little bit with that analogy, but you guys understand what I'm saying. What seasons and what quarters will you be focusing on growth? And then what seasons and quarters will you be focusing on efficiency and optimization? And understanding that can help you in setting your business goals and then setting marketing initiatives to meet those business goals. So, thinking about those marketing initiatives, the next thing I want you to do is consider the marketing funnel. Again, where are you attracting customers? How are you nurturing those customers? And then what levers are you using to convert those audiences into paying customers? A lot of times I see business owners go down the shiny object rabbit hole and think, I'm going to try this. But we never try any of them for long enough to actually make an impact. And then we just end up spinning our wheels, throwing spaghetti at the wall, and being right back where we started. One of the things that I like to recommend is to look at where you are today and then think about where can you layer in something new once per quarter. So let me give you an example of my own business. In 2021, I launched my podcast. So that was layering in a new thing for my business. And I gave myself 2021, it was this Q3 of 2021 that I launched the podcast. And so then in Q4 of 2021, I layered in guests on the podcast. That was like a secondary thing for me. And that was a way to reach new audiences, connect with new people. And it was a way that I was adding to something that I was already doing. Now in 2022, some of the things that I've layered or added in a little bit at a time have been, you know, in Q2, I focused on starting to post on LinkedIn regularly. So LinkedIn became part of my content plan, where before that it had been purely Instagram. Now Instagram is still where I hang out and it's still my favorite place, but I started developing a strategy to repurpose content onto LinkedIn so I could show up there as well. Then in Q3 of this year, I got really focused on being strategic with my email list. I created a process to share my podcast each week with my email list, and then to do twice a month emails sharing kind of like a recap of content tips or, you know, just observations that I was seeing in the content world and best practices that I could share and teach my audience. I also spent kind of Q3 figuring out how to optimize email opt-ins and coming up with new freebies. And then what would that look like from an email funnel perspective? Now then in Q4, what I'm layering on is I've layered on repurposing content into TikTok. I'm not going all in. I'm just telling you guys right here, I'm dipping my toe in TikTok. But my plan for Q4 is to repurpose Instagram Reels using the repurposing content platform called repurpose.io and to see how that goes, to give it a quarter and see how it goes. Additionally, in Q4, I've added bandwidth to my team through a VA to help me repurpose my content onto Pinterest and into a blog that the pins will drive back to my website and to my blog. But that was really strategic and I didn't layer those activities in until I had the bandwidth to do it. And I picked specific strategies based upon where I was in my business. So again, looking at next year, thinking about whether it's adding in a long-form content strategy such as a blog or video or a podcast, it might be email automations for you or really getting strategic with your email strategy. It might be layering in another social media platform. It might be Pinterest. It might be going all in on collaborations and doing like a podcast tour or something like trade shows or more traditional marketing or even paid ads. Think about what is one thing per quarter you'd like to focus on layering in and then put the other things over on the shelf so that you don't get shiny object syndrome. Now, once we have kind of thought about what platforms and activations we want to go all in on and focus on, it's time to come up with a campaign and content strategy. Now, my favorite thing to do is to get out the calendar and again, layer in launch dates, layer in holidays, layer in the seasonal things that happen year over year in your business. You know, if you're a product-based business, Black Friday happens every year. Mother's Day happens every year. If you're a service-based business, you probably have seasonal peaks and valleys based upon what goes on in your market, and you want to kind of plan for those things in your marketing calendar. From there, you can spend some time really mapping out your broad topics or what we call your content themes or pillars. and then really layering in some topics that kind of like sub themes that go under each of those pillars. Because then whether it's long form content, social media, or email, that gives you a list to pull from of what to talk about when, so that you're not sitting down and just spinning your wheels every single week or month when you sit down to create content. Now, what I love to do is to sit down and plan a quarter at a time my long form content. So right now in Q4, I'll share with you guys that my podcast is planned out through Q1. And so before the end of the fourth quarter is over, my next step will be to plan out high level what my social media will look like and what my email platform or my email topics will be through the end of Q1. And then I can put batching content on my calendar. And when I sit down to batch content, I know what I'm talking about instead of just being like, well, what should I talk about today? And then what I'm talking about and the way I talk about it with my audience becomes that much more strategic because I've looked at it from that high level overview, that kind of 10,000 feet view, and see how it connects to my launches, to my business goals, getting my customer through the marketing funnel and growing my business strategically. So if you're like, okay, Ruthie, that all sounds like a lot. I'm not going to lie. It can be a lot. And when you're newer in your business, sometimes, and I'll say this if you have been in your business a year or less, if you're new in your business, planning out an entire year can be totally overwhelming because you are going to make pivots. You are going to make shifts. Heck, you might make pivots and shifts even if you've been in your business for a really long time. But having at least a loose framework and plan gives you the confidence to go into the next quarter and into the next year knowing that you've got a strategy in place to get consistent with. I'm going to wrap up by kind of reminding you guys of what the success equation is. This was actually one of the very first podcasts that I ever recorded was about the success equation. And it was back when my business was focused on health and fitness coaching. And I actually, in Q1 or Q2, I'm going to do an update to that podcast and really relate the success equation to the marketing world and to the world of content. But what the success equation is at a high level is that any result you are looking for, okay, here's the equation. It's time plus consistency plus an intensity that you can maintain multiplied by belief equals results. So if the results you're getting are not what you want to look at those four ingredients: time, consistency, intensity, and belief, and say, do I need to make a shift or a pivot in or a tweak to any of those four ingredients? Belief, and that's why that belief is the multiplier, because it doesn't matter how good your marketing is. If your mindset isn't there, we've got to make sure that the belief is there. So belief is the most important. And that's why we do monthly mindset episodes on this podcast, is to help you with your mindset and your belief. But time, consistency, and intensity. You know, are you being as intense as you could? And we say intensity, but it's an intensity you can maintain. Consistency. You got to be honest with yourself. Are you being consistent? And remember, consistent doesn't have to mean constant, but consistent does have to mean consistent and reliable, because consistency builds trust, not only with yourself, but with your audience. And then ultimately, time. Have you let enough time pass? We all know that this marketing thing is a marathon. It's not a sprint. We know that it's like salad, that you got to put the work in. It's like exercise. You got to put the work in. But you put the work in, you stay focused on the process, and the progress will come. So I hope you all know that I am cheering you on into 2023. I cannot wait to see what you achieve and the things that you do and the content that you create with consistency to help your business grow so that your sparkle can truly shine out in the world and you can make an impact and an income. And if you are needing a little bit of help or a consistency cheerleader in your content planning, be sure to hang out with me on Instagram. You know, make sure you've subscribed here to the podcast for your weekly updates. And then join us monthly in the content co-working session for a community of other business owners who are focused on being consistent with their goal. And then if you need a little bit more help, check out the VIP quarterly content planning sessions that we have relaunched with some new resources and upgrades to help you help hold you accountable. You know, you and I will sit down to build a customized plan together because at the end of the day, those cookie cutter plans, you don't stay consistent with them because they weren't built for you. But we build a custom personalized content plan for you. And then I have ways that we can work together so that I can help hold you accountable so that you actually implement the plan. So if you'd like to learn more, be sure to visit theconsistencycorner.com. Head over to Instagram and hang out and say hi. And I am cheering you on to the best year yet.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Consistency Corner podcast. Be sure to connect with me on Instagram at Consistency Corner for more marketing made easy, mindset tips, and behind the scenes of working mom life. If today's podcast was helpful, I'd love it if you would leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and share a screenshot and tag me in stories so I can cheer you on and learn more about how to support you in building a brand that truly sparkles.